Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona? California?
Arizona.
Okay. Okay. And thank you for taking my call, sir.
Okay.
What year were you born?
1947.
I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain to vote.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words. If you had to pick today, yeah, go ahead, sir.
To make sure that we don't elect Trump.
To make sure that we do not elect Trump?
Right.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask.
We all get out. Sorry?
Excuse me? Go ahead. If you want to add more, go ahead.
No, just we all get out to vote.
And we all get out to vote.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, you did skip that one?
Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Green Party candidate Jill Stein, a Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Some people feel more concerned about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of how you plan to vote, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you're definitely not going to vote. 100 means that you're definitely going to vote. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
100.
Donald Trump?
100. 0.
And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Can you
and
repeat
thinking,
it?
Sure. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic candidate.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Ruben Gallego.
And thank you again for your patience. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
None of them.
Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statement. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separate from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targets in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to reveal pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in that arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so that can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yeah, fixed work permits.
Yes. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
And thank you again for your patience. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Here's the first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who passed a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree?
I don't agree with none of that until they fix the immigration laws. And they, by fixing it, they ought to tell the immigrants exactly what, you know, what the laws are and live by them. And if they don't follow the laws, just send them back. If they follow the laws, then, you know, allow them to stay here.
So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down? Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the other one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Strongly disagree or strongly agree?
Well, I don't agree because I don't understand the question. I mean, undocumented workers, and they're in the United States for 10 years, they should be sent home by the time they reach 10 years.
Okay. The next one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat?
I strongly disagree.
And please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigrant reform would make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 elections. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to revealed pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in a arrival of vulnerable migrants. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote in the 2024 elections?
I'm most likely to vote in
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely to vote.
And most likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I strongly disagree with that. Just because they're here for a decade doesn't mean that they can stay illegally.
Okay. The other one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected for deportation.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I strongly disagree.
A program that grants workers permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I strongly disagree.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Strongly disagree.
Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist. Hello, sir?
Yeah,
can you hear me okay? Okay.
Yeah, I'm
apologize. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Is this very concerning, somewhat concerning, a little concerning, or not at all concerning to you?
It's a lot concerning.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. A very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all?
Little concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
They all do.
Both is this very concerning? But let me ask, well, is very, this very concerning, somewhat concerning, a little concerning, or not concerning at all?
It's just a little concerning.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe calls on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerning.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum in inter camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerning.
Now I'm going to read you a different approach former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigrants And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closest to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an ordinary and secure process at the border. Well, which one comes closest to your view?
Joe Biden.
Much more Joe Biden or somewhat more Joe Biden?
So much more.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like Instagram, YouTube, ONA, WhatsApp, TikTok, Fox News, Univision Telemundo, Facebook, MSNBC, CNN, Spanish language radio? Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
America. The United States of America.
The United States of America? Okay.
Yeah, they were born here.
And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
In the United States of America.
Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong one.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
BA degree. Bachelor of Arts.
And what is your religion? Excuse me, sir?
Catholic. Okay. I was a teacher.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Tony.
Antonio or Tony?
My legal name is Antonio.
Oh, you would spell that A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
Right.
Okay. And thank you so much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in following up research studies and that we may contact you in the future? A yes or no?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.